Hello again, Ray Yurt with a few more thoughts on the Word of God. This is the eighth and final talk in this little series where I'm giving an answer to the question, what is the Bible all about? In the first talk, I mentioned some general things about the Word of God. In the second talk, I mentioned something very specific, that really the Bible is about the story of redemption. The central figure is Jesus Christ, and every book in the Bible tells us something about Jesus. There's something we can learn about Jesus and his work in every book of the Bible. I then took the first small section of the Old Testament, what we call the Law, the first five books of the Bible, which were written by Moses, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And I gave a brief talk on each of those books. Those talks were not meant to be summaries of the book, not even summaries of summaries. There is so much in those books that it would take several lectures to give any sort of overall impression of what is in them. But I just wanted to get across some of the thoughts that are there that would give you an understanding of what the Bible is all about. In this talk, in rounding off the series, I want to say a few more things about the Word of God and expand what I've been saying to the entirety of Scripture. We're told in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all Scripture is by inspiration of God, and it's all profitable for us for so many things. So that's the Old Testament and the New Testament. We're told in Psalm 119 and verse 89 that God's Word is settled in heaven. It comes straight from God, as it were. Men penned it, of course, but God led them as to what to write. When Jesus was here on earth, he said, and it's recorded in Matthew 24 and verse 35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. The Word of God is absolutely unique, absolutely remarkable. There is no other book like the Bible. Of course, in this series of talks, I'm telling you what I personally believe. I'm telling you conclusions I come to as I read the Word of God. I said, for example, when I was talking about the book of Genesis, that as I read Genesis and compare it with what is said in other parts of Scripture, I conclude that the world is not millions of years old, that it's only thousands of years old. And of course, I don't say that to provoke anyone or insult anyone, but that's the conclusion I come to. I believe that God created the earth just thousands of years ago. I believe that Adam and Eve were real people. I said that Genesis is written in prose because it's fact. And you might be interested to know that when Jesus Christ was here on earth, he said that Adam and Eve were real people. So I accept the record of Genesis just as it is. And as we're told the generations that followed, then we can calculate roughly how old the earth is. To me, it's just logic, but it's my thought. And as I tell you my overall impression of the Word of God, that's as I conclude it to be and as I have proved in my own experience that it is. It's what I really believe. The Word of God is different than any other book. I believe it is the only really revelation from God. Other books claim to be, but I believe that only the Bible is the revealed Word of God. And it's not to be tampered with. In Proverbs 30 and verses 5 and 6 it says, "Every word of God is pure. He is a shield to those who put their trust in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you become a liar." You be found a liar. In the last book of the Bible, there's a similar sort of injunction. It applies specifically to the book of the Revelation, the last book of the Bible, but in principle, it can be applied to all of the Word of God. And I'm reading here from Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. "For I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." It's not to be tampered with. The Bible is divided into two. There's the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament bringing us up to the time when Christ was here on earth, and the New Testament, the scriptures that were revealed after that. The Old Testament has 39 books. We have the books of the law. We have books of prophecy. We have books of history. We have books of poetry. We have books of wisdom. And these are broad divisions, for prophecies can be found in the books of the law. History and poetry and wisdom literature has prophecy in it. And history can be found in the law and in the poetry and in the wisdom literature. There's overlaps between the books, but they come together to be a comprehensive revelation from God. The New Testament has 27 books, so there are 66 books in all. The Bible, as I said in talk one, is really a library of books. In the New Testament, we have historical books. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts of the Apostles, historical. But then we have teaching books, the epistles, and we have prophetical books. Scriptures. The book of the Revelation is mainly prophetical, and prophecy is given in parts of the Gospels and in parts of the teaching epistles. But when you take the totality of the Word of God, it is a colossal revelation, a revelation of the history of this world right from the creation. A revelation of human nature, but then a revelation that goes past even our present time and tells us what will happen to this world, tells us what lies beyond the time when this world will exist no more. It is an absolutely colossal book. I commend it to you for your reading. But let me remind you of the central message of the book. And it can be expressed in quoting one verse, probably the best known verse in all of the Word of God, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life." Jesus Christ, God the Son, knowing our fallen condition, knowing our needs, came to bear the penalty for our sins that we could be forgiven, so that we would be fitted for the life to come, fitted for heaven. If you read the Word of God and follow the Word of God, submit yourself to its teachings, you will get the very best out of this life and you will be prepared for the next life, and you will get the very best out of it. I commend the Word of God to you, the Bible, to read, learn, observe, obey. May God bless you. Amen.